Yeah, we've three out suspended, and Damien Bonamonte is out injured, so we're probably down four starters, if you like, at our team. Certainly four that played against Waterford 2 weeks ago. But look, the fact that we'd no game last weekend might have been maybe a blessing in disguise, and it gave us a little bit more time and a few more training sessions to try and prepare for tonight's game down in Cardiff.
So is the squad stretched at this stage, given the fact that you're missing four starters there, Ollie?
Yeah, most certainly is. We've taken in a couple of the under-19s. Gary Doherty and PJ Banda have come in, along with Liam McCarron, that's already there. So, you know, it might give an opportunity to one of them, possibly tonight and further on in the season. So, you know, that type of way, it's a good thing. But obviously, you know, we'll wait to see how that progresses.
Yeah, what sort of challenge do you expect tonight against Cove Down in Cork, Ollie?
Look, Camir, at the best of times, it's a hugely difficult place to go. Cove have been going well, as it is. You know, we are down a few men, as I said. So, look, it'll be hugely difficult. But even at the best of times, it's a very, very difficult place to go. That basically anything can happen, you know, and the best teams in the country, and, you know, we're not one of them at the moment, can get turned over down there. So, look, we know what we're going into. It'll be a difficult game, so... To be fair, we prepared quite well, Ushing, for it, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, can you read too much into having taken victory already three times against them this season?
No, not particularly. I mean, we had taken victory three times against Waterford, and we couldn't get the victory the fourth time 2 weekends ago. Cove are a better side now than what they were earlier on in the season. So, look, if we get something out of it, I think we'll be happy.
Will Paddy Mealy feature at all tonight, Ollie? Because he, of course, has had his injury problems. He is back training again, but will we see him on any stage this evening?
Yeah, you'll see Paddy at some stage this evening, hopefully. He's trained fairly well, albeit in the short term in the last couple of weeks. He's suffered a few setbacks with injury and with sickness. So, look, he will play a part tonight in whatever stage that will be.
Yeah, and it's nice to see players hit a landmark as well. Matt Crossan will make his 100th appearance for the club this evening.
Yeah, look, Matty's done well. He's come in, he's played in a number of positions, and probably his versatility has been, you know, a good asset to us, and he'll be playing his part tonight, and hopefully he'll do as well as he has been playing.
Let's talk about the battle at the top of the table. Obviously, Wexford taking another step closer to the title last night, but it was an important one for Harps in such a way that it's given you the opportunity now to put a bit of space between yourself and UCD. That's going to be the target this evening, is it, Ollie?
Well, look, I mean, the league is over last night. Wexford, to their credit, you know, I think they're 10 points ahead of us now on the table, doesn't lie. Like, so, yeah, you know, Wexford have won it, and probably, you know, when we didn't put Waterford away 2 weeks ago, I think whatever small chance we had of going up in top place was gone. So last night's result, you know, just probably copper fast, and the Wexford are going to win it, whether they win it tonight. If we can't win it next week, it's a matter of time, and, you know, we don't have a problem with that. It's a matter of trying to stay in second or third place, Ushing, and stay ahead of Shelburne, and basically keep daylight between us and Shelburne in particular, Ushing.
Yeah. It's a new scenario, this, Ollie, for a lot of the players. Do you see it maybe being an added pressure to your squad at the minute, being involved in such a battle, or is it something that they're thriving on?
Well, come here, I mean... Like this time last year, we weren't involved in any battle. We're 14 points behind Wexford, who didn't even make the playoffs. So, no, to me, it's a huge bonus to be involved at it. I mean, you know, if the lads aren't up for this, you know, they probably will never be up for football, but I've no doubt that they will be. And while it is added pressure, it's great, Ushing, and it's somewhere we want to be, like.